You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired. German lawmakers today signed off on tighter COVID restrictions as infections continue to rise at a shocking rate, over 60% in the last 2 weeks. Officials warn that the virus is once again becoming a national emergency. In other news, the White House announced yesterday that it'll invest billions in vaccine manufacturing to produce at least 1 billion mRNA shots a year and increase the number of doses going to poorer nations. Meanwhile, the Philippines has become the second country, after Indonesia, to approve Novavax's COVID vaccine for adults over 18. The shot had an efficacy rate of just under 90% in trials, and the drug maker has also applied for authorization in Canada and the EU. Moving on, two regions in Austria, Upper Austria and Salzburg, have announced that they will go into full lockdown next week as cases soar and hospitals struggle to meet demand. And in the run-up to Thanksgiving, the NFL has tightened its COVID-19 restrictions, saying that all personnel must wear masks inside and be tested after the holiday weekend. Unvaccinated players have to wait until they've received their test results to enter team facilities. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in Tune newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.